I'm Ross Reynolds. Another top story we're looking at this afternoon. State and federal officials are working to clean up nearly 2,000 gallons of oily bilge water that spilled into Hood Canal on Monday. The spill came from a wastewater holding tank at the Bangor Naval Base. To learn more about the extent of the spill and the cleanup efforts, we're joined by Lisa Copeland. She's communications manager for the Washington State Department of Ecology. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
How serious is this spill?
You know, all spills are bad. And this one isn't any different. We are grateful at this point, however, that we have not found any evidence of harm to wildlife, to the environment, to marine life. So I think that the incident command that's working here together, that's made up of the Department of Ecology, the U.S. Coast Guard, and led by the Navy, is doing a great job. It really is performing an aggressive, rapid, and well-coordinated response.
Has the spill reached beaches?
No, it has not. At this point, we have our crews are out assessing the shorelines. We have volunteers in the area that are assessing the shorelines, and we've not seen any oiled beaches or any oiled wildlife.
You mentioned up until now there's no indication of damage to wildlife. Is that to say that there won't be?
Well, none has been witnessed, and as part of our geographic response plans, we place boom in our naturally sensitive areas as a precautionary measure. Like I said, we have the volunteers out. We've had boats out skimming the areas. I would say there's been an abundance of precautionary measures here. And yeah, to this point, we've seen nothing, and we're hoping that will be the case.
The spill was Monday. If it hasn't reached beaches yet, is that to say it will not?
I do not believe so. What we're working to recover is really the area that spilled right around the pier. What was escaped from the containment area is really a light mixture as opposed to a heavy oil. Like you mentioned before, this is bilge, oily water waste. It's not heavy diesel. It's not heavy fuel. And so we contain what we can, but what gets out into the Hood Canal is really thin and spreads. You've got wind, you've got waves, a lot of factors. So we're really just waiting for that to dissipate.
If it's light like that, does that make so you wait for it to dissipate? You're not going to stress over picking it all up and getting rid of it all?
Correct. Right now, we're just concentrating on recovering the oil right around where it was spilled at the Delta Pier.
How did the spill happen?
There's a waste containment center that's on the pier at the base, and ships use that to discharge their waste. And it's got a flotation device in the tank that was accepting this waste, and it short-fused and malfunctioned, and it overflowed.
I understand that it was overflowing for quite a few minutes before this was noticed.
Yeah, it's an unmanned system, so we believe that it continued for about 20 minutes. But as soon as it happened, the Navy instantly placed a boom, started responding, contacted Ecology. They've done everything that they're supposed to do, so...
It sounds like procedures have been followed. Is there any question of negligence in allowing this to happen in the first place?
You know, no, and I think you got to give the Navy some credit. They really are regretful for this incident. They feel like the community has always opened their arms and treated them well. They live in the area, so they're really regretful that they caused any concern.
How long will it take to kind of either let this disperse or do any further cleanup? How long do you think the operation will take?
Well, we're still in the cleanup mode right now, and I don't have a firm answer for you, but I would say it'd be a matter of days as opposed to weeks or months.
Hey, thanks so much for talking to us today, Lisa. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Lisa Copeland, communications manager for the Washington State Department of Ecology, and the good news is that oily bilge water, nearly 2,000 gallons, has not spread to shoreline. They don't think there's going to be any damage to wildlife. This is The Record on KUOW.